buried at Westminster, the Abbey Poets. Westminster Abbey has seen much during its long, rich history, the coronations of kings and queens, the burials of prime ministers. However, it is also a church that remembers the men and women of the arts, dedicated writers and poets who spoke so eloquently that the nation wished to bid farewell on a stage grand enough to match their talents. Their talents and works are worth remembering, and here in these volumes, their wise words speak to and for us all.
On the Tombs in Westminster Abbey by Francis Beaumont. Mortality, behold and fear, what a change of flesh is here. Think how many royal bones sleep within this heap of stones. Here they lie, had realms and lands, who now want strength to stir their hands. Where from their pulpits sealed with dust they preach, in greatness is no trust. Here's an acre sown indeed with the richest, royalest seed that the earth did e'er suck in since the first man died for sin. Here the bones of birth have cried, though gods they were, as men they died. Here are sands, ignoble things, dropped from the ruined sides of kings. Here's a world of pomp and state, buried in dust, once dead by fate.
A Ballad of Gentleness by Geoffrey Chaucer. The first stock father of gentleness, what man desireth gentle for to be, must follow his trace and all his wits dress, virtue to love and vices for to flee. For unto virtue longeth dignity, and not the reverse, safely dare I deem, all where he mitre crown or diadem. This first stock was full of righteousness, true of his word, sober, pious, and free, clean of his ghost, and loved business, against the vice of sloth in honesty. And but his heir love virtue as did he is not gentle, though he rich seem, all wear he mitre, crown, or diadem. Vice may well be heir to old richess, but there may no man, as men may well see, bequeath his heir his virtuous noblesse. That is appropriate to no degree, but to the first father in majesty, which makes his heir him that doth him queen, all wear he mitre, crown, or diadem.